The blessing of Abraham has been made available to everyone. Today, Kenneth Copeland has a message to help all of us understand who we are in Christ Jesus. Next, here on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
What we're learning is how to take that Babylonian system of commerce that has the world entrapped, that think they have to get riches in order to be blessed. We have to turn it up the other way and realize we're rich because we're blessed. You understand? Because that, if you do it the other way, it's got sorrow with it. This way it has no sorrow. Jesus is not opposed to his people being rich. We've found it all week long. He's opposed to covetousness. And if you get out in that Babylonian system, it functions on covetousness, and you're going to operate in some kind of covetousness out there sometime, even if you don't realize that's what you're doing, because that's the system you're in. So learn this. I mean, meditate on it and say it a lot. Now turn with me to the book of Hebrews. This Melchizedek, chapter 7, verse 1, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being, by interpretation, king of righteousness, and after that also king of Jerusalem, which is king of peace. The word of the Lord just came to me. Praise God. Amen.
Now say it to me again, Lord, just like you said it there before.
He met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings, and he blessed him. Now it also says he was the king of righteousness. For him to bless Abraham and call him possessor of heaven and earth, for that not to be so, or that not to be really what he said, would be an unrighteous act. That's what I heard the Lord say. God meant that when he said possessor of heaven and earth. He meant it. We see it in the fourth chapter of the book of Romans. His promise to be heir of the world was not by the law, but by the righteousness of faith. Praise God. Well, we have inherited Abraham's promise. And you find it right there in the fourth chapter of the book of Romans. It said he said that so that the promise, it is by grace, faith, that it might be by grace, so that the promise is sure to all the seed. All the seed. And if you be Christ, are you Abraham's seed and heirs? Heirs. Heirs of what? Heirs of what? The blessing. Yeah. But what is the blessing? Heir to the world. I said heir to the world.
Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Now, he preached the gospel to Jesus. I mean, to God preached the gospel to Abraham, right? We just read that. Do you think Jesus would preach any other gospel? Why, of course not. So, put your marker there in Hebrews, and look back over here with me to Luke chapter 4. Now, as you begin to walk in this and learn these things, I'm telling you, the ministry of Jesus, just the doors of it just open up. Everything he did in this earth, he did as the seed of Abraham, blessed without measure. Say it, blessed without measure. Because he spoke the words of God, God gave him his spirit without measure. Everything that he did in order to bless this earth, even his being raised from the dead by the Holy Ghost, had to come inside the confines of the blessing in order for it to happen. So it was the blessing. The blessing is the crown authority of human beings in this earth. So it was the blessing that raised Jesus from the dead and seated him at the right hand of majesty on high. Now then, Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Hallelujah. Do you remember Jesus said, blessed are the poor. They're not blessed. I mean, they're not blessed because they're poor. They qualify because they're poor. Who's the poor? Well, he listed all the poor right here. The poor who are the ones that need healing, the ones that need deliverance from a broken heart and deliverance from captivity and recovering of sight to the blind to set at liberty them that are bruised. Well, all of those things are under the curse. All of them are under the curse. Every one of those things. So, a blind man is a poor man. I don't care how much money he's got. See, a broken-hearted man's a poor man. I don't care how much money he's got. He's a poor man. And most of the time, the money that is in the hand. I know people that got a lot of money, and they're not rich people, they're poor people. They think like poor people, and when you give a poor man a lot of money, and he still thinks like a poor man, he'll kill you before he let you have any of it. God is not against his people being rich. He's against you being covetous.
That's right.
And if you're operating in that Babylonian system out there, sometime or another, you're going to be practicing covetousness, whether you realize it or not, because that whole system's based on it. The whole thing functions based on it.
That's right.
Now then, the gospel. The gospel. Glory to God. Amen. The gospel. The good news. What is the good news? I'm blessed. I'm blessed coming in, and I'm blessed going out, and I'm blessed in the country, and I'm blessed in the field. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I've entered into his resting place. I've entered into his rest. I've ceased from my own work. I don't have. Oh, hallelujah. The blessing is working for me. The blessing is working for me. The blessing is working for me. Now then, let's go back over there to the book of Hebrews. This Melchizedek, king of Jerusalem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, being by interpretation, the king of righteousness. Now, we're getting into something right here. And I'm telling you to listen up, okay? Let's go down to the fourth verse. Now, consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoil. So now I'll go down to verse 6. He whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. He received the tithe. Now, he's the king of righteousness. He is in right standing with God. He is here because God sent him here. Why? To transfer that blessing, Adam, down to Noah. So Shem had it. Coming over to Abram, which would become Abraham in the line from which would come Jesus and cause you and me to be the heirs. Now then, oh man, I'm telling you, we're close. We're there. Praise the Lord. Without all contradiction, I got it. The less is blessed of the greater. Here. What here? Well, here on this earth, right now. Men that die receive tithes. There he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. We minister the tithe to him. In that fourth chapter of Luke's gospel, one of the things that Jesus preached the gospel was the acceptable year of the Lord. The acceptable year of the Lord is supernatural debt cancellation, returning of all the lost property because of that Babylonian system out there, the remerging of families and bringing together families and making them whole again. All of that's under the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, when Jesus preached that in those churches, he was telling them, see, he's preaching the blessing. These were Jews. They understood they're supposed to be blessed. They're the seed of Abraham. But they'd made such religion out of it, that it is way back in the back end of their imagination. Some of them never heard of it either. So he said, look, I'm here. I'm your Jubilee. I'm here. Blind man, you don't have to be blind. Poor man, you don't have to be poor. Brokenhearted man, you don't have to be brokenhearted. Sick man, you don't have to be sick. Man in debt, you don't have to be in debt.
Hallelujah. That's right.
I'm telling you, you're blessed.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Now, do you remember Satan's worst? I mean, the thing he was hacked off about the worst concerning Job, who was the richest man in the East. When he went up before God, he said, does Job serve you for nothing? You have blessed him. Now you know why he's the richest man in the East. You have blessed him and built a hedge around him. The blessing wall. Say it out loud. The blessing wall is around me. Now, it didn't come from heaven. It came out from the inside of you. And if it can't get out of there, it can't surround you. You mean you never heard of the full armor of God? Absolutely. Now, when you bow your knee to a Babylonian, see, I'm referring to that Babylonian system out there. You bow your knee to a Babylonian to get your needs met. And you reveal your financial information, your private finances and all that. You remember, there are constitutional protections that we enjoy. For instance, your taxes are confidential. I can't go get your tax records. If I ask you for them and you give them to me, then you have forfeited your constitutional protection and I can go run your tax records on the first page of the paper and there ain't a thing you can do about it. You can't sue me for it. You gave up your protection. Amen. So now, you surrender your finances to a Babylonian system. You have forfeited your blessing wall. Because now that lender is the head and you're the tail. And he can't bless you. Now, you can, you know, you still function by faith and you can still operate in something. God do what he can for you but whenever you act and live in faith. But you put a cap on your life. You can't get blessed anymore than that because the devil come in and steal it. You've opened the door. There's a breach in the blessing wall. You've opened it up. Particularly if you live in strife and unforgiveness, the Bible said he'll take you captive at his will. Now, God didn't give Job over to the devil. Job gave himself over to the devil. And the description of it is in the very first chapter. He made sacrifice. He was afraid his children were going to curse God. And he made the same sacrifice continually over and over and over and over and over. So he didn't make it in faith. He just kept doing this. And he kept saying, they may sin and curse God. Well, what is it Satan said to God? He'll curse God to your face. That's the sin that Satan was after. Because if he could get him to curse God, Satan could take over all of his wealth and destroy his influence all over the East. That's the issue of the Job situation. It qualified him for the double. And he got it. Scripture says, for your shame you shall receive the double. And every time you come under persecution and affliction, you ought to walk around the house shouting and laughing as loud as you can. I qualify for the double! Satan's whole operation is to shame you so you will turn loose of your confidential information in any area of your life. You turn loose of it with unbelief. You turn loose of it in all these different ways. Now, turn with me to Malachi chapter 3. Oh, dear Jesus. Oh, dear Lord. My Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. I can't understand this. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me, saith the Lord of hosts, I will open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. There's not enough room to receive it. I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. He shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. How's he going to do that? The blessing wall. Woo, glory to God. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And, stand up. Hallelujah. And, all, say all,
all
nations
shall be blessed.
I know a church that the church goes out and they buy a huge building full of brand new appliances, all kinds of stuff, clothes, washing machines, sewing machines, everything you can think of in there, and they go get entire poverty-stricken neighborhoods and bring them down there and let those people go shopping. You mean, I'm going to have this? Yeah, take it. Free? Yeah, take it. Oh, now, Brother Copeland, you start doing that to them poor folks and they'll be back tomorrow wanting something else. Well, then what you're trying to do is get them back tomorrow wanting something else. That's poor people with money that think like that. That church, praise God, has been doing that for several years now. And many of those people that came the second year were the poor people that came the first year. And I mean, that church goes wild buying stuff to put in there on those shopping days. They just wipe a Walmart store out. Praise God. They buy bicycles. They buy toys. They buy everything you can imagine. Praise God. Praise God. This church. this church, say my church, is blessed. I will pour out blessing unto you that you cannot find room enough to contain it. Say it out loud. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Blessing.
Blessing.
Without measure. Well, give the Lord a shout. Praise God.
Thank you for your diligence. Thank you for your love of the Word. And thank you for your love of people.
For the past 6 years, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have brought the message of love and faith to the people of the Branson, Missouri area. People come from all over expecting miracles.
There's just such a time and a season of the glory of God that's going to hit this place. And there's so much more to be learned. And there's so much more to step into as a body.
I've given you my name and I've given you my spirit. I've given you my word and I shed my blood and poured it out and confirmed a forever oath. I will perform it, sir. But I need you not to harden your heart when I invite you to come sit with me.
Worshiping God in one accord is always a part of our victory campaigns. This year, Phil Driscoll ministered to the people and set the stage for the anointing to fall.
The anointing of God is so thick that it's like being in the throne room and hearing from the Lord directly.
If you're not overflowing today, you can. The more you give God, the more He'll manifest in your life. I'm talking about the more you give God of yourself, of your decisions, of the way you walk, the way you live, the way you talk. The more you'll give God and do what He says in the Word, the more you enjoy life.
I am offering you a blank page in my memory. Now you fill it up with what you want me to remember about you. Man, I shouted as loud as I could, I'm blessed!
Thank you for bringing me so far and filling that hole in my spirit that I always knew. I knew there was more, and they've given it to me.
Gloria Copeland has conducted healing school for the past 30 years at all the KCM Victory Campaigns and Believers Conventions. Healing school is always concluded with a powerful healing service.
If Kenneth and Gloria was right here right now, I probably would just hug their neck so strong and say, you know what, you have no idea how you bless me, my family, and this next generation. They're going to know the Word because of you guys.
Plan on attending a Victory Campaign or Believers Convention in 2008.
Now you can understand why God has always insisted on our giving as response to His giving to us. Sow a seed. Friday's always offering day. The Lord told me that, and I've done it all these years. That him that's taught in the Word, communicate with him that teaches in all things. Don't be deceived. God's not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. That's why Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. His Word is the source of the blessing. And when we give in obedience to that Word, particularly in response to receiving teaching in the Word of blessing, then it releases the blessing in our lives financially. Amen. Now we can finally understand that Word with some depth, praise the Lord. Father, I pray over this offering today in the name of Jesus. We release our faith. We receive it together all over this world. My partners and people giving into these broadcasts. I release the blessing of the Lord. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Without measure. Amen. Praise God. Now, if you live outside the United States, your offering does not come to the United States and then go back into the radio or the television, wherever you are. No, no, no. It stays right there in the area where the broadcast is coming from. You're investing right back into your local area. Amen. To help build up your church, to help build up your pastor, to help build up everything around you so you can learn how to walk in this kind of blessing. Now, the greatest seed you could sow this coming Sunday is Father's Day here in the United States. Well, it's, and even outside the United States where it's not a holiday. Call your dad and bless him. Well, you don't understand what kind of an old da 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 da. No, no, no. The word says honor your father and your mother. It's not based on what they did or didn't do. It's based on God's word. And if you will release honor and call him and say, just bless him. Bless him. You get the man born again. If he's not, you bless the man if he is born again. You start something in your family that'll be the most blessed thing you have ever seen. Praise God. Go to church Sunday. Stay with the broadcast. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, it's been good, huh? We'll see you next time. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure. Jump in the 2008 West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location. Come to the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days together with other believers from around the world. With Super Kid Academy and 1440, there's a place for the whole family. Call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org. Monday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
We also face that persecution because of our faith.
Right.
And that persecution over our faith, sometimes it's directly because somebody knows you're a Christian. And sometimes it's just because you've become a spiritual target for the devil and he's going to stir something up.